Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And Jesse had seven sons. He got six of them together and had them there. And he left David, the youngest one, with the sheep, out there shepherding the sheep, because he didn't even think that David had a chance. You know, it's like he didn't even put David's name in the hat. His own family, his own father, didn't esteem him or recognize who they had. But when Samuel came, the first thing he did, he saw Eliab, and Eliab was strong and tall like Saul. Saul was a head and shoulders above any other person in the nation, and Samuel just immediately thought, surely Eliab, this must be the new king. And the Lord spoke to him in verse 7, and he says, don't you look on the outside, don't look on the height of his stature or any of these things, because God doesn't see the way man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And so Samuel went through all six of the sons, and the Lord said, none of these. And so he said to Jesse, he says, are these all of your sons? And he says, well, there's the youngest that's out with the sheep. And he says, you call him, because nobody is going to sit down until he comes in. You know, I love that. David was rejected by his father, by his brothers, by his own family. Nobody considered him even worthy to be a candidate. But the man of God says, I'm not going to let anybody sit down until we bring David in here. And you know, they didn't have a cell phone to call him on. Somebody had to run out there. And even if it was only 10 minutes out there, well, then it was 10 minutes back. It was probably more like 20 or 30 minutes out and 20 or 30 minutes back. And whatever, nobody was allowed to sit down in honor of the runt of the litter, who the Bible says he was ruddy. That means red. And they don't know if that's talking about his hair or his complexion. But it says he was comely, beautiful. In other words, he was a mama's boy. Here was Eliab, who was tough and rough and mean and big. And David was the runt of the litter, just a pretty boy. Nobody thought he was going to be king. And God honored him and wouldn't let anybody sit down. And then they came in and anointed him with oil. And from that moment on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. See, there is a connection, what we're talking about. The thing that made David different was the fact that the Holy Spirit came upon him. And what David had was nothing compared to what you and I have. David, you know, the Holy Spirit came and went on people in the Old Testament based on whether or not they lived holy and cooperated and did everything just right. David, after he sinned with Bathsheba, he wrote over in the 51st chapter, he says, take not your Holy Spirit from me. We'll have people sing that. New Testament believers sing that today. And they say, oh God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and take not your Holy Spirit from me. We have songs about that. That is absolutely wrong. It was true in David's day that the Holy Spirit came and went. And when he sinned, he pled with God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me, because he knew that it was the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that had granted him whatever success he had. And in his day, the Holy Spirit would leave people. But today, the Holy Spirit will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you always, even unto the end of the world. Doesn't matter how bad you sin, how much you mess it up. What we have is so superior, and yet so many Christians today sing the same song that David sang because they don't understand that we have a better covenant and that the Holy Spirit will never leave us. But when the Holy Spirit came upon David, immediately everything changed. And later in this 16th chapter, Saul was tormented by this evil spirit, and the people that around him said, let's seek out a cunning man who's able to play on the strings. And get this spirit to depart from you. And somebody stood up and says, I've heard that there's a son of Jesse who is a mighty warrior. He was only, most people believe, 17 at this time. He had never been in the army. And yet, the fame of David had spread. And he had a reputation that he was a mighty warrior and a cunning musician. And they sent for him. God's favor. The moment that the Holy Spirit came upon him, within just days, the Holy Spirit singled him out, and favor drew him to be one of the confidant of the king. And he went in and ministered unto him. You know, there's so many things I could say through this, but the Holy Spirit, if you would yield to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will grant you favor with people. The Holy Spirit will prepare the way around about you. Things would be different. There are some of you that suffer criticism, rejection, and other things because people don't see the favor of God upon you. And yet you could have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and yet be so shrouded that nobody can see the glory of God. If you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, it should make a difference. It should put you apart. If you would submit to the Holy Spirit, if you would yield and let the Holy Spirit speak through you and pray in tongues and flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you, you'd stand out like a healed thumb everywhere you went. People would recognize there's something different. They would promote you. They would give you benefit. They would bless you. You know, I'm not saying this in a proudful way. People misunderstand my motives sometimes. But I know that God is with me, and I know that God has blessed me. If you ever ask me how I am, I'm going to tell you I'm blessed. And I've seen this happen, that I've been in secular jobs. I've been in situations where I was the lowest man on the totem pole, and within 2 months, man, I was offered 50% of the business because they saw the blessing and the anointing of God on my life. I developed pictures one time because I owed the man money. He was my landlord and I couldn't pay him. And he says, you can work it off. And I went in and I saved his business. And within 2 months, I was doing things. He says, I've developed pictures for 30 years. And I have never seen anybody be able to develop pictures and do the things that you're doing. And he offered me 50% of his business. And you know how I did it? The very first time he went in there and he shot a picture, he came out into the light and he says, what's wrong with this picture? And I said, nothing. Looks great to me. He says, too much magenta. I didn't even know what magenta was. And he says, the balance isn't right. You got to go in and change the machine. And he taught me how to do this. And after he spent a day teaching me, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. So you know what I did? I prayed in tongues. Man, I said, God, help me to do this job. I want to do this. And I prayed in tongues. I was in that dark room praying in tongues. And I hadn't got time to explain it to you, but there was this one procedure that I did that this boss came running in there and he says, look at this. I have developed pictures for nearly 30 years and one time in my life have I ever done this. He says, you couldn't do this again. It's a once in a million times. Once in a lifetime can you do this. And I took him into a room and I showed him about 10 tables, 8 by 10 tables with nothing but pictures of that same thing on there. And I said, I've done all of these. And he says, I don't know what you're doing, but he says, keep doing it. And within 2 months, he offered me a part of his job. You know why? Because of the Holy Ghost on the inside of me and because I prayed in tongues. And when it came time to train my replacement, the Lord called me to move to Pritchett, Colorado and pastor a church. And so I left and he says, would you please train a replacement to do what you're doing? So I got him in there and we shot a picture, came out and I says, what's wrong with this? And he said, nothing. And I said, too much magenta. I've been waiting a long time to say this. And so I went in and adjusted the machine, did some. And he says, how do you know to do this? How do you know how to set the machine? How do you know? And I said, I tried to tell him, but honestly, I didn't have an answer. And finally, he says, what do you do? And I said, I pray in tongues. And he says, but I don't pray in tongues. And I said, I can lead you into the baptism of the Holy Ghost and teach you how to pray in tongues. But beyond that, I don't know how to tell you to do this. I tell you what, the Holy Spirit will make you look good. The Holy Spirit will make things work. And there are some of you that are working a job and you're doing it only as a natural, physical human being. You aren't drawing on the power of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. You ought to go in there with the attitude that, boy, these people are blessed to have me. Because I'm here, this business will prosper because the anointing of God is on my life. And some of you don't think that way. Some of you go in with your head hung down and your body language is that you're a nobody and that you... You know, my wife hates it when I make these comparisons, but I've had horses my whole life. And horses, when they get around, there's a pecking order among horses. And I could watch 4 or 5 horses eat, and I can tell you exactly who's in charge, who's the number one, who's the lowest on the deal because of their body language. They will put their shoulders down, they'll droop their head, and their ears go back and stuff like that. The ones that are in charge, boy, have their head up. You can tell. You can tell who's the king of the roost. You can tell all those stuff. And you know what? You can tell the same thing with people. People don't always recognize this, but they somehow or another just intuitively know it. And some of you go in like you're a nobody and you're nothing special. And you know what? You convince everybody else of it. But you could go in saying, man, I've got the power of the Holy Ghost residing on the inside of me, the favor of God. And you'd be like David here. Out of the millions of people in Israel, they picked him. Oh, I've heard about this boy, 17 years old, who's a mighty warrior and God is with him. 17 years old, he had a reputation because the Spirit of the Lord had come upon him and it went throughout the entire land. That's the way it ought to be of you. People ought to know about you, not because of who you are, but because of the Spirit of God on the inside of you. So in the 17th chapter is where the Philistines came down against the Israelites, and Goliath, the giant, came out and every day challenged the Israelites. They would get ready to go to war and Goliath would walk out and he said, I'm a man. He says, let the Israelites choose a man and we'll come out and fight, and whoever wins, then the other side will be servants to the winning side. And Goliath, he gives all of these measurements about how big he was and stuff. Some people believe he was at least 9'6" on up to some people say it's 13 feet, depending on how you interpret all of this. He was so big that he had a man walk in front of him holding a shield. And the shield was bigger than the man. And that's the shield that Goliath used. He was this intimidating force. And the armies would get ready to fight every day, but then they would see Goliath, and Goliath would issue this challenge, and the Israelites would retreat. And it says here in the 17th chapter, in verse 17, it says, and Jesse said unto David his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thy brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of their 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who have become a regular monthly partner with us. Did you know you're the ones who are allowing me to take this truth around the world? We actually only have, I think it's about 9,000 partners that produce somewhere around $200,000 a month. And yet our television bill is around $500,000 a month. The rest of it goes up and down depending on how many people respond. You know what? We need more people to become partners with us. I would like to ask you that if this program is blessing you, if you could see the benefit of this touching other people, then please pray about it and then become a partner with us today.